World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning, man. Got a lot going on here. Hey, Spencer, real quickly, I got two texts this morning. How do they get in the queue on a cell phone? Can they do it? Spencer's looking. How do they get in the queue on a cell phone?
I'm on
hey,
a
coach,
phone.
Can I say something?
No, Betty. Help.
Yep. When I drive. I just go on my internet where it says Coach Dave Live and click that, and it says join the queue.
That's what I thought. But they want to be able to interact. Are we missing something, Spence? What's going on here, man?
All right, sorry, I had to set my phone up so the stream could hear. You need to download the Google Meet app. So if you're on,
Android,
you need to download this app right here, Google Meet. I hope that's not the right link for that, but. Or on the Apple Store, either one, the Google Meet app. From there, you can go to CoachDaveLive.com, click Join the Queue, and it should automatically open in the app once you have it downloaded.
But if they don't download Google Meet, they can't get it. Is that right, Spence?
On a phone, yes. That's correct.
On a phone. So if you're trying to watch this on a phone and communicate on a phone, you have to go to Google Meet. Google Meet. It's a free download, easy download. And then you can interact. You can come in, you can talk, and yada, 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 right? So, I get a couple emails a week saying, I can't get in. How do I get in there? Well, they're watching on Facebook, or they're watching wherever. They're watching a Coach Dave Live, and it's good. But if you want to interact, you got to download Google Meet. Now, Spencer, that would be just on the phone. Is that right, Spence? On the computer, they'll be able to just do it.
Yes, it'll show up on the browser. Now, one caveat is you will probably have to have a Google account to get into Google Meet. So you'll need to sign into your Google account on the app. But other than that, yes.
Folks, that's only if you want to interact. If you don't want to interact, it doesn't matter. Then you don't have to download it. If you just want to watch the show, then you can just watch the show. Mel, I'll be right with you. Hang on. Look, folks, big news. Clint Spencer, Eileen for Senate. Click on that, Spencer. Hey, folks, Eileen Tesh is running for Senate in Michigan. Hey, have somebody throw some bucks. Can you make that a full screen for me, Spencer? Is it already? And I haven't hit the right button yet. Okay, hang on. Okay, so because I can't see my screen. So, folks, help Eileen. She's stepping into the bed. She's stepping in. Send her some money. Eileen Tesh for state senate. I know that she wrestled with it, whether she should do it, should she get involved. And this girl's an attorney, man. Of course she ought to be involved with it. Of course she could. So, hey, throw her some bucks, will you? Come on, Coach Dave Livers out there. Click and send her some money. Help build up her war chest so she can go to war. Lord, we just pray right now that you've raised up Eileen for such a time as this, Father. We just pray that you order her steps, direct her steps, and that you have ordained this time for her to be in that spot in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, Eileen, you want to say anything? Anything at all?
Thank you, Coach.
What made you do it, Eileen? What made you do it? By the way, this makes me so proud that you'd even do it. Go ahead, Eileen. What prompted you to do it?
Well, you know, I don't believe in accidents. I don't believe in coincidences. So when I got a call to come meet with some of these political consultants, I thought maybe they were going to give me a breaking story or give me a scoop. So I took my husband. I said, come on, let's just go meet these guys, see what they got to say. And they had this whole spreadsheet of how we're going to take back the House and the Senate. And then they said, and District 12, that's your district. We need you to run. I go, run what? And I said, oh, no, been there, done that, got the T-shirt. I'm not interested. And so then they continued to talk how, you know, they have worked on 75 campaigns and they won 71. And they wouldn't work with me if they didn't think I could win. And I said, I will get back with you. Give me a couple days so I can get confirmation. And God gave me 3 confirmations. And I said, okay. I mean, my sister just said to me, are you crazy? And I said, well, what my coach said is, imagine what the next 6 months of your life is going to look like if you aren't obedient and you don't do what God tells you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's.
So Eileen, understand this, folks, we want Eileen to win, but understand this. They need her voice. You understand, folks? We want her to win. She wants to win. But maybe the Lord just wants her voice because it'll be his voice. And just say the truth. People are so hungry for the truth, Eileen. So to obey is better than to sacrifice. And we're so honored that you're going to do that. And we'll do whatever we can to help you do.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
We need more. We need more. Eileen Tess is going to win. She's going to win. Yeah, she's going to win. Awesome, man, huh? Awesome. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Mel had her hand up. I'm sorry, Mel. Hey, I'm going someplace today. Going to be kind of edgy. Hang on. Hang in there with us. Go ahead, Mel.
Thanks, Coach. I just have a couple of announcements this morning.
Hang on. I always interrupt. We had the greatest time at Glenn's house, Glenn and Corinne's house on Saturday. Mel helped organize that. Folks, if you're not getting together out there with some folks, come on, you're missing it. It was so good. Go ahead, Mel. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So Spencer, that first post there is Operation Squeaky Wheel. Just a reminder that that's our action that we're running right now. But yesterday I updated a bunch of events. So if you could go to the events tab. So I'm kind of getting there too. So on February 27th, we've got the King Jesus Vision coming up in Wisconsin on the 27th. The Men of Iron Conference on February the 28th in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Ray just sent me a new one called the Solemn Assembly. That's going to be on March 14th in the evening.
What are you doing there, Ray? Let me stop you a second.
Yeah.
Pardon the second. What are you doing there, Ray, on that Solemn Assembly?
Well, basically what it says right there is 2 Chronicles 7:14, putting that in action with the people in our community to just be engaged and involved. And if you read that, it says, many are praying for God to heal our land while God is waiting for his people to humble themselves and pray and repent and turn from their wicked ways. Then maybe they'll heal their land. So we're just gathering together in a solemn assembly.
Proud of you, Ray. Amen. I'm so proud of you, stepping out like that. God bless. Keep going, Mel. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So Nisan 1's coming up. So going from March 18th into the 19th, that is the first month of the biblical new year. So I would encourage everybody to, you know, look into that. And, you know, it makes sense because that's when the flowers are blooming, like that's when the year starts. So, and then I put in the house to house for Ohio because we've kind of settled into like the third Saturday. Now we've been having a great time. So anybody in Ohio wants to join us on the third Saturday, Glenn will keep you posted as to, you know, where we're going to be. And then we've got Natural Family Month coming up from Mother's Day to Father's Day in May to June. So just wanted to give you some updates.
Got a lot going on, don't we? Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Everything everybody's doing out there, appreciate it. But Mel, keeping us in line and a place to be able to go. Hey, friends, are you sharing this? Are you some? You know, I was watching something the other day. I don't remember who it was or what it was. But at the end of it, they said, "You really want to make a difference? Share this video." You guys do that? Do you do that, folks? We have to do that. We have to do it. Now, some of them aren't going to watch it, and some of them, whatever. But come on, man. Come on. We got to expand this thing, what's going on. And so share the video. And sometimes you maybe even if you share a video, something that you thought was really, really good, send it to one of your friends or a list of friends, and don't tell them to watch the whole show. Tell them to go to, hey, you say you got to watch from the 7 minute mark to the 12 minute mark. Because maybe they'll do that. Maybe they'll give up 5 minutes to watch something pertinent. They're not going to, then probably not going to watch an hour. They ain't going to do it, right? But if you sit something out and say, man, we talked about this today. Go to the 6 minute mark and watch 6 minutes to 9 minutes. Just little bits at a time. Just keep doing that. That's the only way. It's the only way we're going to expand this thing. I know some of you are out there, and it's all good. I'm going to tiptoe in the tulips today. Anybody else for the good of the group before I tiptoe in the tulips here? Good to see Jeff Nell back. He's getting healthier again. Good to have you back, Jeff. Others, I mean, folks, we got some that, where'd they go? Where did some of these people go? And if they choose not to be part of it, that's okay. But maybe some of them, maybe they've fallen into a slump. Maybe they need to hear from you, hear from us. Hey, you doing okay? I've been missing you. Are you doing okay? I think that kind of stuff really, really matters. Because you guys know how it is. The wolf likes the lone sheep. And sometimes you get knocked down and you get overwhelmed and you just can't get back up, man. You just can't get back up. So encourage one another to get involved in here. Okay. Cool. All right. I'm going. I got so much stuff. This is going to be a teaching. Are you sure nobody else got anything? Because when I get going on this, Mexico, yeah, Mike Blake's suffering down in Mexico. Suffering, whatever it is. All right. I'm going to take you someplace. Words. Words mean thing. Words, I'm going to run through a litany of stuff here really, really quickly to show you how they manipulate us in words, okay? So let's start with number 7. People call you a racist. Somebody calls you a racist because maybe you say something against a black person or you say something against one. I'm going to take you through a litany of dictionary terms to let you see that we are not using the word properly, and they're doing it to us on purpose, okay? So I looked up, bear with me here. Race, I went to dictionary.com. This is pretty unbiased as you can get, right? Race, I just looked up race. What starts out talking about speed, blah, 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 keeps on other stuff. And then all of a sudden it says what? Whoops, go back up there a second, Spencer. Right there. A series of races used, where is it? Keep going, geology, going down, I'm sorry, tack down, race. Scroll down, Spence. Race, there it is, okay. A group of persons related by common descent or heredity. Look, a group of people related by common ancestry or heredity. Okay, stay with me. Spencer just made it bigger. Now I'm like, okay, hang on, come on. A population, synonyms, breed, line, stock, family, clan, tribe, and a population that is related by breed, line, stock, family, clan, tribe. How about culture? What is anthropology? It's an arbitrary classification of human beings. Arbitrary. Hang on. No longer in tech. They don't use these terms anymore, by the way. I got to go fast. A lot of information here. They used to use terms like traditional. They don't use these anymore. Any of our traditional divisions of humankind, the commonest being the Caucasian, the Mongoloid, the Negro, characterized by supposedly distinct and universal physical characteristic. That's what they used to use. They don't use that anymore. Now it's an arbitrary classification of modern humans, sometimes especially formed based on any or a combination of various physical characteristics. Skin color, facial form, eye shape, and now frequently based on such genetic markers as blood groups, a socially constructed category of identification based on physical characteristics ancestry, historical affiliation, or culture. A human population partially isolated reproductively from other populations. So you have the Slavic race, you have the Dutch race. The human race is a family of humankind. Is this making sense to anybody out there? So the idea that you're racist because of a skin color, folks, that's all totally made up. Scroll down a minute. Scroll down. Zoology talks about different kinds. There's races of people, any group, class, or kind, especially of persons, right? So there's only one race out there. Does anybody know what it would be? Betty, here's your test for the day. What's the only race out there, Betty?
Blacks?
No, Betty. What's the only race out there?
Humans.
The human race.
Human race.
Boom.
The human race. Folks, these are races. These are not races. And so if you criticize a Chinese, you're racist again. No, there's only one race, okay? And so I'm not, didn't mean to embarrass you, Betty. You didn't, your line wasn't going. Okay, so listen. So here we go. I'm going to go quickly, okay? So what is a race? It's a group of persons related by common descent or heredity. Hey, Betty. Hey, Jeff. Hey, Ray. Somebody out there. Hey, Vinny. Are you and I related, dude?
Yes, we are.
Isn't that something? Hey, Vinny. You and I are of the same race. Would anybody disagree with that? That me and Vinny are of the same race? We're the same race. Hey, Vinny, what race would that be?
The human race.
The human race. We're the human race. Oh, so you mean to tell me you're talking about ethnic. Pull that up, Spencer. Ethnic. You mean we have a word named ethnic? Ethnic is pertaining to or characteristic of a people, especially a group of ethnic groups sharing a common and distinctive culture, religion, language, or hey, folks, Coach Dave Live is an ethnic group. We're an ethnic group. Why? Because we share what? Common, distinctive, religion, language, or the like. Ethnic is referring to the origin, classification, characteristics of such people. And being a member of an ethnic group, especially of a group that is a minority within a large society. You guys know something? We're becoming more and more of a minority, aren't we? Christianity is an ethnic group of, relating to, or characteristic of members of such a group who belong to or derive from culture, religious, linguistic traditions of a people or country. You don't say a damn thing about skin color. Anybody tracking with me here today? All right. So what is synonyms? Indigenous, national, native. What's your native language? Synonyms displaying characteristics as in the physical appearance, language, or accent that can cause one to be identified by others as a member of a minority ethnic group. Hey, I go to Alabama. They speak a different language. Y'all. It's not racism. It's ethnic. It's culture. Uh-oh. Go to the next one, Spencer. What's ethnicity then? What is ethnicity? An ethnic group, a social group that shares a common and distinctive culture, religion, language, or the like. We're an ethnicity. What? Ethnic traits, background, allegiance, or anybody noticing any skin color anywhere? Ethnicity. What is that? Identity with or membership in a particular racial, national, or cultural group and observance of that group's customs, beliefs, and language. Folks, these are more, there's no such thing as racism. This is ethnicity. Ethnicity. By the way, leftism, liberalism is an ethnicity, isn't it? Would it not be a mental disorder? Would anybody out there disagree with me that leftism is a mental disorder? And why is it a mental disorder? Well, because they have a different set of beliefs. So ethnicity is to identify with a membership in a particular racial, national, or cultural. Hey, Vinny, do me a favor, Vinny. Quit identifying yourself as African-American or Black or whatever. Stop that already. Not just you, Vinny. But see, we've swallowed this whole thing. And now all Blacks think they have to vote for Democrats. They think they have to vote for Kamala Harris because she's one of them. But she isn't one of them because she doesn't share what? The culture and beliefs of that woman's skin color. Are you anybody picking this up for me? Do you understand what they've done to us? Vinny, they tell you have to vote for a Black woman. Vinny, she doesn't share any of your culture or beliefs. She shares none of them. The only thing that Vinny and Kamala Harris have in common is the color of their skin. Otherwise, there ain't nothing. Oh, I got more, huh? So let me ask you this. Am I doing okay out there? Huh? So pull up 7. Pull up out of charge for this. Pull up number 7. What's a race? Did I do this already? Okay, thanks. I did, Ray. I'm going down my list. So I did race, I did ethnic, I did ethnicity, right? Okay, so go to number 8. Go to number 8. Is Christianity an ethnicity? Well, hey, anybody out there think Christians is a race? Christians a race? Is being Christian an ethnicity? Wait a minute, go back to ethnicity, Spencer, number 6. Pull that up there again. Pull it up there. What is an ethnicity? A group, a social group that share a common and distinctive culture, religion, and language. Is Christianity an ethnic group? It's a question that sparked debate in recent times. Many people wonder whether identifying as a Christian would be considered an ethnic identity. After all, Christianity is practiced by people of various races, nationalities, all across the globe, and it's not restricted to any particular geographical region or cultural tradition. The answer to this question is both simple and complex. On one hand, no, Christianity itself cannot be classified as an ethnicity because it does not share the key characteristics of an ethnicity, meaning a common ancestry, language, culture, nation. However, on the other hand, there are certain aspects of Christianity that overlap with certain ethnic identities, such as religious practices heavily influenced by local customs and traditions. Vinny, I don't mean to pick on you, Vinny. Vinny, being a Black guy, could live in the deepest part of Africa and be part of the same ethnic group as me. Because we share a common set of values. And see, what they've done to us in America, folks, is they've made you line up with skin color. Blacks have to do this. Italians have to do this. Right? Do you understand the divisions? The old divide and conquer. So Christianity is not an ethnicity because it cuts across all cultures and all nations. Blacks can be Christians. Whites can be Christians, Chinese can be Christians, Mongolians can be Christian, Africans can be Christian. You understand, folks? You understand? And so when they try to classify Christianity, somebody help me out there, what do they focus on? What do they focus on? Skin color. Boom. You ever heard anybody identify somebody as going to a Black church? Anybody have been to a Black church? Most of them I see are painted on the outside with a lot of different. I've seen red churches. I've seen gray churches. I don't think I've ever seen a Black church. Are you hanging with me? I'm going someplace else. Hang on. So then what is point number 9? Point number 9. So Christianity is not an ethnicity. What is racism? A belief or doctrine that inherent differences among the various human racial groups determine culture or individual achievement, usually involving the idea that one's own race is superior and has the right to dominate others, that or that a particular racial group is inferior to others. By the way, you do understand that they're trying to make Christians a second-class citizen, don't you? Come on, tell me you understand that. That they're not teaching Christian values and Christian ethics anymore. Because why? They're trying to get rid of Christianity. It's also called systemic racism. Also called institutional racism. Also called structural racism. It's a policy, system of government, etc., that is associated with or originated in such a doctrine that favors members of the dominant racial or ethnic group. Hey, hey. Where's the Indian, American Indian candidates? Where are they running as American Indians? We got a black candidate, we got a white. Where's the American? By the way, we have one here in Ohio, Vivek Ramaswamy. He's a Hindu, multi-ethnicity, right? Right. And so what they have to do is they got to put you in a group. They force you into a group. Because if they can force us into a group, they control us, folks. Look at the words that they get us to use, excuse me, don't even make sense. What is number 10? Wait a minute, hang on, bear with me. Pull up number 10, is that it? Put these all in the chat so they can do it on their own. So what is religion? Hey, if I come, I'm going to pick somebody out here. If I come to Eileen Tesh and I said to Eileen, hey, Eileen, what religion are you? Eileen, what religion are you?
Well, I used to identify as Catholic. Then I identified as Christian. Now a disciple of a follower of Jesus Christ.
Yes, that's right. You're not a Catholic. You're not a Baptist. You're not a Methodist. You're not a Lutheran. You're not any of those things. You are a Christian, right? Christian. So how do we end up with 42,000 different Christian denominations? Because of theology. Catholics believe this. Baptists believe this. Lutherans believe this. Those crazy charismatics believe this. All of them Christian, right? All of them Christian, but they have different set of what? On the screen, a set of beliefs concerning the cause, nature, and purpose of the universe. They all have a different, they have all a different religious belief. Oh my goodness, Spencer, real quick. What is religion? What is religion? Google that. I don't think I even put it in there. What is religion? Oh, there it is, a set of beliefs. Hey, folks, your set of beliefs, is it Baptist? Is it Lutheran? Is it Methodist? What is your set of beliefs? And then, now I'm going to really get into it. Hey, folks, this is coming to a head. I'm excited. I don't know if you can tell this one. I'm excited because this whole Israel thing is coming to a head. It's coming to a head. Now, wait, pull up there. Tucker, have you guys been following what's going on with Tucker? Let me get it over here. Yeah, it says Tucker and Huck. Hey, folks, if you have not watched this video, it is unbelievable. Who are God's chosen people? And then if you look up there at the top, if you look at the top, see the numbers on the side? You can go to that specific number and they have a discussion. It goes on for about an hour and a half. Goes on for about an hour and a half. And Tucker's asking the very good question, what's our loyalty to Israel? It goes down. I'm not taking a position on this. You have got to watch this. Because depending on which perspective you watch this from, you will say, man, Tucker undressed Huckabee. And other people say, boy, Huckabee sure made Tucker look bad. And then I see this. You know, hey, come on, somebody help me. Anybody know what they're accusing Tucker of? Come on, class. What are they accusing Tucker of? Anybody know?
Anti-Semitism.
Anti-Semitism. You're not allowed to ask those questions. You're not allowed to ask them. So I'm not going to play all this, but I watched it, and Huckabee, wow. If we look at, are you looking at me? Simple question. If there's a separation between the church and the state, and we are not a Christian nation, I'm just using that as a jumping off spot, then why do we treat Israel from a biblical perspective? If there's no Christianity in America, why do we honor biblical Israel? Can somebody help me with that one? Can somebody help me with that? The Mike Huckabee and bunches of them can get up there and talk about, the Bible says we got to defend Israel. We got to defend. Wait a minute. What do you mean the Bible? Huh? What about the Mormons and the Muslims and the Buddhists? They don't believe all that stuff. So evidently, Christianity is okay when it comes to Israel.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to take a stab at that question you threw out there. Well, the Jews are like incredibly rich. They control the money.
You anti-Semite! You're anti-Semite! You're an anti-Semite! Go ahead.
Oh, I don't care if people call me that. Makes no difference. I'm just trying to say the truth. And also, that is...
You understand how the game's played, folks? Go ahead, Carl.
That is the most strategically militarily important place in the world, Israel. And they want to put the people there on their side that will defend it most fervently and zealously so they can keep that most important strategic location.
Look, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our defense of Israel, look, folks, think. Unlearn something. If we are not a Christian nation, which they tell us we aren't, why did he use the Bible to get us to defend Israel? I'm open. Can somebody explain that to me? If we're not a Christian nation, how do they use the Bible to get us to defend Israel? You can't have it both ways. Now, I watched this. This is from my perspective. I watched this thing 2 hours and 22 minutes, 56 seconds. And you know what I think? Huckabee's a Baptist pastor. And all Huckabee could do was defend his theology and put it into politics. Listen, I'm not taking a position. I'm not taking a position. But I know what I saw when I watched this. Huckabee kept falling back on our biblical responsibility. Well, I tend to agree that if we're going to be a Christian nation, then we ought to do biblical things. But they tell us we're not a Christian nation. And still, somebody give me a thumbs up. Does anybody see it other than me? Anybody see what's going on other than me? And so we're over there in the Middle East. Why are we over in the Middle East? Because we have to defend Israel. Says who? The Bible, Huckabee will tell us. The Bible. Ted Cruz will say, the Bible tells us we have to. Well, folks, you can't have it both ways. Are we a Christian nation or not? If we're not a Christian nation, then why aren't we defending Mogadishu? Why are we defending Israel? Oh, I know why. Israel is God's chosen people. Some of you getting nervous right now. I listened to this whole thing and thought, man, oh man, here's what I thought. If you are what they call dispensational in your theology, you loved Huckabee. You know, does anybody out there know what they accuse Tucker of? I've seen all types of reaction. Anybody know? Somebody, come on, class. What did they accuse him of?
Anti-Semite.
Yep, he's an anti-Semite. I see Christians I know on Facebook calling Tucker an anti-Semite because he's asking these questions. Trust but verify. You know what Ronald Reagan said? Okay, I'm not going to play any of this, and I'm not trying to. But here's where I'm going to go here real quickly. I'm going to pause. Okay, I'm going to shift gears on you, okay? We know what racism is, right? Hey, Betty, I'm going to test you again. How many races are there, Betty?
One.
Are there multiple ethnicities?
Yes.
Okay. So you're anti-ethnic, ethnicity. You're not racist. You're not racist, right?
Right.
Now, hey, Vinny, I don't want this to sound awful, but it'll sound awful. Vinny, I'd come anytime and stay all night at your house. Because you are my brother in Christ, despite what your skin color is. And Vinny, would you come and stay at my place?
I have.
You have? Hey, Vinny, would either one of us want to go down and sleep in the ghetto?
Absolutely not.
No, right? Ain't got nothing to do with skin color. I don't want to go get down there. I might get robbed or killed. Folks, you're riding with me here? See how they've programmed this? Then he's my brother in Christ. Oh, my God. How do we let him get away with doing this to us? And if you criticize a black guy, you're racist. If you criticize a Jew, you're anti-Semite. If you criticize, you with me? You with me? They put us into holes because this is what they try to do. They want to embarrass you. They want to embarrass you on what you believe. I'll let Dave come in. I got. Maybe we'll just pause here tomorrow because what I'm going to pause here because I'm going to hammer this home tomorrow. Let's just stop right here a second, okay? I can't get all this in here yet. Come on in, Dave.
Yeah, Coach, when you're talking, it reminded me of years ago, minister from Detroit. And I'll let you kind of figure out what ethnicity he might have been. But came out to my house. Him and his wife came out to our house middle of winter. And it was cold, blowing and everything. And he had a good hour drive home. And I told him, I said, Pastor, I said, really, come on. I want you and your wife to just stay here. In fact, you can sleep in our bed. You can sleep in my bed. He said, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dave. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and make my way home. So, okay, you go ahead. Now, many years later at his 70th birthday party, he invited me to his birthday party. And just to show you how, because I didn't even think this way, he brought me up front and he says, you know what, this brother in the Lord, now we're down in Detroit now at this birthday party. He said, I want to tell you what this brother in the Lord did. One night we were out at this house way out in the country. And he invited me and my wife. He's from Alabama originally. He invited me and my wife to sleep in his bed. And all these people like, wow. But see, I didn't, me and Christ, that didn't even cross my mind, right? But I understand they had been subjected to that. So for them, that was big news.
Mm. Amen, right? Because why? They've been trained in the art of racism. We all have. We've been taught to look at people different ethnically. That's why people laugh when I say I'm a Melungeon. Huh? What? Yeah. Okay, hang on. Michelle, my cute little wife up there, her dad is Polish. Shornak. Her mama was about as hillbilly Italian as you could be. Marinelli. Charlie Shornak was a Polish descent. Annie was of Italian descent. By the way, both of them Americans, both of them human beings, both of them just happened to have pretty much the same skin color, although Annie, Grandma Annie, probably was a little bit darker, but they were all humans. And Charlie Shornak, the Polak from Michigan, and Annie Shornak, Annie Marinelli from deep, dark West Virginia met and married Charlie Shornak, the white Polak and look at the beautiful wife I have. And if you were to ask my wife what race she is or what ethnicity she is, I don't know if she could answer. I don't know. And then this crazy thing happened. Michelle and I had children. Two of them were girls. And the girls married men. One married an Engelman from Michigan. Yeah, Michigan. One married a Cressup from Worcester, Ohio. And now I got a bunch of Engelmans and a bunch of Cressups around me. What ethnicity are they? What are they? I know this. They all have the same skin color. But I can promise you this. Their parents or even their grandparents, some of them weren't Christian. Some of them were, dare I say it, Jews. Is there Jewish blood in the Engelmans? Michelle, what do you think? Huh? Morgan Engelman? Some Jewish blood in Morgan? Yeah, it sure is. Does that mean my little grandbabies are Jewish? Can I say something? Who the hell cares? Who cares?
Coffee down before we...
Other than they force us to care. They force us to care. They point out our differences. You with me? Now I'm going to tell you, can I? One more thing. You guys aren't jumping in here much, so I'm going to keep on rolling. And I don't know if Chad's out there. Chad would say, keep on rolling. I'm going to keep on going. Okay, so let me ask you this. Poem number 11. Because this is the heart of it. Is being a Jew a race or a religion? We should ask Mike Huckabee. Because, friends, that's the debate Huckabee is having. That's the question Tucker is asking. Jewish identity is a multifaceted construct. See, some of you right now are thinking anti-Semite. Some of you right now, that's how deeply you've been programmed. Jewish identity is a multifaceted construct, as is Coach Dave Melungeon. I'm a multifaceted construct. Melungeon, Coach Dave here. As are my grandchildren. My grandchildren, part hillbilly, part Polak, part who knows, whatever. Are you with me? None of us are pure bloods here. Understanding this identity requires a nuanced exploration of historical, social, cultural roots. Judaism as a religion, as a religious practice, has traditions, laws, and teachings that dictate the way of life for its adherents. Hang on a second. Hey, could you be born Jewish and not follow the Jewish laws? Would you still be a Jew? Could you be a Christian and not follow the Bible? Call yourself a Christian. Religious Jewish identity involves the observance of ceremonial laws. Here's how I identify a Jew. Involves the observance of ceremonial laws, adherence to kosher diet practices. I think this is religion. I don't know what the rest of you think. That sounds to me like a religion. So following rules and religion. However, not all Jews are religious. What? Some of you getting nervous? Are some of you getting nervous? Not all. What's the question we're asking? Is Jew a religion or a race? Says here, not all Jews are religious. So is being a Jew a race or a religion? The answer is layered. Oh, yeah? No wonder Huckabee's confused. Revealing a spectrum of beliefs, practices, and identities that extend beyond conventional definition. Hang on. Am I doing okay out there? Betty, give me a thumbs up. Am I the only guy interested in this thing? Spencer, do it again. Go to Melungeon. Look up Melungeon, M-E-L-U-N-G-I. I'm a Melungeon. I know I'm a Melungeon. I'm a Melungeon. What is a Melungeon? Huh? Melungeon is individuals of families mixed race ancestry. Huh? They descended from free people of color, white settlers who grew up down in Appalachia. Huh? Some of them were what? Referred to as, they are European descent. However, many families are also varying amounts of Native American, East Indian, Atlantic Creole, British American, local, and Jewish. So if I'm a Melungeon and Jews were part of Melungeons, am I a Jew? I'm not trying to start a fight. Somebody help me. Is it a race or a religion? Anybody remember Sammy Davis Jr.? Anybody remember him? Anybody think Sammy Davis Jr. was a Jew? Of course not. He's a black guy. He's a black guy. He converted to Judaism. How do you convert to a race? Oh, man. I hope you think. I'm going to shut up a minute. This is so good. You may not be enjoying it, but this is so good. And I got so much more. Oh, my goodness. I got so much more. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Coach. Good morning. You know what I tell people? It really gets under their skin and kind of pisses them off a little bit. I tell people, well, when they throw around that word anti-Semite, I say you do know that by and large, the vast majority of Jews in Israel aren't even Semites, right?
That's right. Down there at the bottom. Hang on, Adam. Keep going. Ethnic identity also plays a vital role in understanding what it means to be Jewish. Hang on. Jews from different regions, Eastern European, Ashkenazi, Middle East, Sephardi, and North African, Mizrahi, among others, bring distinctive cultural traditions that contribute to the global Jewish experience. What? I thought they were born that way. Thought they were born Jewish. This ethnic diversity, some of you guys are really nervous. This ethnic diversity illustrates that Jewish identity can transcend religious constructs. Jesus said it this way. Those who say they are Jews and are not. You know that's in the scripture, right? Hey, am I Simon? Somebody help me. Am I sounding anti-Semitic? Am I sounding anti-Semitic as I simply read the words? The ethnic diversity illustrates that Jewish identity can transcend religious constructs. The shared experience of historical persecution, resilience, and community solidarity fosters a sense of ethnic identity that enriches and complicates the Jewish narrative. Spencer, what's ethnic? Go back to ethnic. Go back to ethnic, Spencer. Ethnic. Boy, some of you are nervous. Huh? Ethnic. Referring to the origin, classification, characteristics of such a people. Ethnic. Ethnic. It's a belief system. It's a culture. See, you're not racist. You're ethnicist. You're ethnicism. But see, ethnicism doesn't work as good as racism. Because they want us to think Vinny's a different race. Vinny's a different race. See, Vinny is, I don't know if you guys know this or not. Vinny's a spirit. He lives in a body. He possesses a soul. Vinny is every bit as Christian as me. Oh, but he's not Jewish. Hey, Vinny, could you be Jewish, Vinny? Could you convert to Judaism, Vinny?
Well, I guess I could, right?
You could, couldn't you, Vinny? Mm-hmm. Well, then that breaks down that racial, come on now. If he can convert to it, then it ain't a race, is it? Oh, this is deep thinking. Go ahead, Robbie. Hey, no, I'm not anti-Semite. No, I'm not anti-Semitic. No, I'm not. Go ahead.
Bam, 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 bam. This is the most important interview of our time. I was rooting so hard for Tucker. Does anyone have any idea the risk that man took?
They hate him. They're called. We have powerful people calling for the censorship of Tucker for simply asking the questions.
Well, Tucker did mention we should have all the DNA tested. And Coach, I've mentioned this before, but they have tested the Palestinians. Those are the only ones that come up with the line physically.
Here's what Rob is referring to. In the interview, Tucker suggested to clear all this mess up, let's have all the Jews have a heritage test, a DNA test, to see if what their lineage is.
They won't do it.
They ain't going to do that. Because why, folks? It's not a race. It's a religion. I'll bet you anything, if I don't know how far back the Dobenmeyer line goes, but before the Dobenmeyer, by the way, it used to be Bobenmeyer, it used to be a B. How far back in my heritage would you go to? You had to find somebody of Jewish descent, I wonder. Betty, you think you could go back in your lineage and find somebody of Jewish descent? I'll bet you could. I bet we all could. Huh? What? You mean to tell me, Vinny, I hate to tell you this. You and I might be brothers, Vinny. I'm a Melungeon. Somewhere down my family tree, there may have been a black dude. Did you know that, Vinny? You're my brother from another mother, Vinny.
Boom.
Folks, you see what they've done to us?
May I?
Go ahead, Robbie.
So Huckabee is sorely ignorant of Scripture.
No, he's not. He's dispensational.
And I assure you, he is so highly paid. He is so highly paid to take this position. What about the verse that says in the New Testament, neither Greek nor Jew? This is not a replacement. This is an inclusion. Now, that's one right. More point that I can't take credit for, but a brilliant friend of mine brought up the fact. Tucker said, who is a Jew or what is a Jew? And I believe Huckabee, I'm not exactly sure how they said it, but the point was made that if your mother is a Jew, then you're a Jew. Well, let me ask you this, folks. This is a deep question. Why in the Bible is it all the father? It's not the mother. Think about it. This is one of their claims. It's not the mother, but that's their satanic line. It's the father.
So the question really, Robbie, that I'm trying to get at today is, how many pure bloodline Jews do you think there are in the world? Do you think every Jew in Israel is bloodline Jew? You've heard of Ashkenazi Jews, Sephardic Jews. There's all kinds of, Pull up number 11 real quick. I'm sorry, man. I got a lot of things to show you. And if some of you don't like it, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. What's number 11? Oh, no, that's not the one. I can't get into that. Is being a Jew a race or religion? That's not what it is? There it is. Okay, we were doing that. I already did it. So the question we have to ask ourselves, if you watch Mike Huckabee's interview, how much time I got? I'll give you a little bit of a, I'm going to pick on some of this tomorrow. Hang on. I'm going to show you what happened to America. I'm going to lose half of you probably. Spencer, pull up. Where is it? What is it? No, I got it somewhere. The late great planet Earth. Hal Lindsey. There it is. You guys, remember that book? 1976. Hal Lindsey wrote the book and then the movie, The Late Great Planet Earth, and all of satellite TV jumped on it and ran with it. 1970, over 28 million copies have been sold, translated into 54 languages. The book was featured on a primetime television special, Hal Lindsey with Alan High, Orson Welles. All the pastors bought into it. The late great Planet Earth, a book Hal Lindsey wrote. I'm treading on some dangerous territory here. And satellite TV pumped it out, man. The late great Planet Earth set a pattern for the shape of the political re-engagement of America's evangelicals in the final third of the 20th century. One more thing. I'm about out of time. Hang on, Jack. Pull up for me. Huh? Oh, I've got to go there. I'm not going to do it. Yeah, that's right. Number three. Just so you know, okay? So I'm on good ground. What percentage of Christians believe in the end time rapture? I'm not taking a position. Because they want us to believe that everybody believes it. But it says, where was it, Spencer? About 38%. 30% of Christians believe in the rapture. Yet it is 38%. I'm trying to find the number, Spencer. I don't know where it is. Right, there it is. There it is. Hey, folks. Two-thirds of Christians don't believe in the rapture. Two-thirds of the denominations don't believe in the rapture. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Two-thirds of the American population does not believe in the rapture. Why does this seem so mainstream? What is going on that has become a mainstream doctrine? Evangelicals, huh? More likely believe, hey, satellite TV. Evangelicals more likely to believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. Mainline Protestants, many do not subscribe to the rapture. Baptists and Pentecostals, high belief in a future Antichrist and rapture events. Baptists and Pentecostals. But only 38% of mainline Christianity. Oh my goodness. Wow. And I ain't telling you what I believe. I tell you this, seems to me to be open for debate. What do you think, Jack? Quickly, we got 3 minutes.
Well, okay. So it's really all about status and ego and benefits. If you want to be get benefits from your Indian ancestry, you have to prove exactly what percentage of Indian you are. You don't get the college tuition paid, or you don't get the medical paid if you're not a certain percentage. So why don't we just hold everybody to the same standard?
Why don't we hold everybody by the same standard? Good question. Randy. Oh, James.
Yeah. How you doing, bro?
Good. Are we still friends out here? Do I now become your enemy because I tell you the truth?
Hey, I always love you, brother.
Okay.
In regards to the rapture, you're saying two-thirds of the church, whatever. Two-thirds of the church don't read their Bible. Two-thirds of the church don't pray 5 minutes a day. So two-thirds of the church don't realize what Messiah through the Holy Spirit said. And you know, if I serve a God who knows what he's doing. I really do. If he has been deceived about this little sliver of land in New Jersey, then we don't have a really big God. He's just been deceived. That's all I'm saying.
James, I'm going to run out of time. Listen.
Love you, brother. I love you, Dave.
When I get up in the morning, the least thing I worry about is the rapture. I never think about it. Never, 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 never. I'm going to work while the sun shines, because the day cometh when no man can work. See you tomorrow.